What's going on, you pants-pissing pud-pullers? TerrencePopReduncless.com. Wait a minute. That didn't come out right. Bad Pop showed up today, and I got some bad funny news for you. This is no secret, but it's obvious I like to drink, and so do you, because that's why you're here. I've been talking about this video for years, and we've decided to put it together for you. So strap in, we're going to be talking about all my favorite types of alcohol. But we're going to rename them for the effect they had on me. And I'm sure there's a couple of great stories in there, if I could only remember them. Yeah. Before we begin, if you haven't yet, please consider making a donation. Your support helps keep us independent from the big tech overlords. Please don't smite me. Fuck off. With that out of the way, the menagerie is all poured and ready to go, and we're opening up the brain.
Brain.
You will have to forgive me for having notes in front of me, but it was a rough time in my life, and I was self-medicating. It's a technique, definitely not the preferred method. Now that alone is not what scrambled my thinking meat, but I'm gonna be honest, definitely didn't help. Not with that anyway, but if you're talking about drinking a 4 up to a 7, it was very helpful. Don't you judge me. Oh, look at that. I brought out the knife hand. Listen, if you've been out in the bars playing the game, you've thrown the bone to a fatty. Don't you even lie to me. Shut the fuck up. All men have done it. Women, not so much. But go ahead, ladies. Keep calling us the shallow ones because, you know, it's working so well for you.
Yeah, it's not.
Alcohol number one, and it should come as no surprise, whiskey. As soon as I got my military ID, I whisked it up almost every weekend. Most 18 and 19 year olds, they start off with beer or light beer because they want to watch their calories, you goddamn pussy. Oh shit, don't judge me. Hey, I'm not 19 anymore, and this spare tire, it's starting to talk to me, I'm just saying. No, no coffee cake. But unlike those 19 year olds, I did not go to the bar mainly to get bussy. My number one priority was to pick a fight. I was an asshole. And that's why I call whiskey, we're fighting in the parking lot. I was 19, I'd go in the bar. And I'd ask the individual with me, who was over 21, to buy me whiskey because I'm fighting that motherfucker in the parking lot. Yeah, that fat guy right there. Take a word of advice from the popster. Don't fight at the bar or in the parking lot because you're going to wind up with a bent beak just like this. I used to be able to smell when trouble was coming. Now I just have sleep apnea. Alcohol number two, and it's right on its heels, bourbon. People confuse the two, but they are not the same. Whiskey, well, you drink that, you have the patience to wait until the fight starts in the parking lot. But bourbon? That equates to fuck you, we're fighting right now! There are countless broken tables and mirrors and chairs all across the nation, usually in the outskirts of an army base where these things may or may not have happened. It's a good thing I never got caught and sued, or I'd be living out of my car a lot sooner. In some of the cases, these dudes weren't even being dicks. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Does that make me a good guy? Hell no, it didn't. Literally, I'm sitting at the bar, drinking bourbon. Dude walks up next to me, doesn't even talk to me. He's like, I want a couple beers and a shot of whiskey. What did you say? Let us begin.
What the fuck, hot vagina, fuck, fuck?
Just shut up.
Now, I wish I could say I am unique in this case, but unfortunately, I am not. There are turbo assholes in every bar across the nation that do this shit every day. So if one of these dudes who's drinking approaches you in the bar and he wants to get violent, you can benefit from my experience. Here's the thought. Take a mouth guard with you to the bar. As soon as you take that mouth guard out and put it in your mouth, everyone that sees you doing that knows you are not fucking around and you know how to fight. Even if he's bigger than you, meaner than you, and drunker than you, his friends will see you put the mouth guard in your mouth and they'll be like, we're leaving. And I know this because I've done it like 6 times.
Hey, get out of here!
With that being said, we are done with fighting and now we're moving over to, I guess you could say, fun. Alcohol number 3. This is one of my favorites. No, I'm not proud of this one, but this is what happened to me a few times. Tequila. Put your dick in a fat chick and fuck the police. What can I say? I was stupid. I was young, dumb, and full of something that rhymes with dumb. Did you hear that, YouTube? I just talked around your algorithm. Suck it. This will not surprise you, but this particular story happened south of the border in Mexico, where insects are still at the bottom of bottles. I go with a bunch of buddies to Tijuana.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity.
And we're drinking. And the woman in question wasn't fat, but she was Mexican roomy, if we can put a label on it. Now, to be fair. I don't know, after shot 16, don't judge me. She could have looked like Tess Holliday. I still would have smashed her into that vehicle with a ramrod and taken her across the border so she could get the ramrod. But in this particular situation, I was not driving. I just happened to be in the car. The border police, they're like, hey, you can't just take a Mexican thicky across the border so you can give her the sticky. And I was like, fuck yeah, you sons of bitches. And my buddies that were with me, they're like, hey man, you need to shut the fuck up. When the border guard's like, you know, if he keeps running his mouth, we're gonna thump him and everyone with him.
That's no good.
Now that could have been a super bad day. But the moral of the story is this. Don't drink tequila if you want to do the sticky with the thicky and maybe get your licky dicky. Especially if there's cops between you and said objective. That never works out. And drink number 4, and again, we're going south of the border, mezcal. For those of you that don't know what mezcal is, it's basically the dirty whore cousin of tequila. It's a little weaker, and it has more impurities, so at the end of the day, hangover. Deaf in one ear and thrown on the ground. That was a damn good day. Now, to be fair. This was not my idea. Now listen, I was sitting at the bar, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, somebody walks up behind me, pulls my head back, and pours 8 ounces of mezcal down my throat. Then they blow a whistle in my ear and throw me on the ground. Needless to say, I got up ready to fight. But it turns out the people responsible were my buddies who I came with, so I couldn't really fight them. Next up, everyone's favorite mixer that goes with everything, vodka. I call vodka tits in face and tits in hands, and I'm sure people watching this show appreciate that title. Especially if you're one of our supporters, because you're gonna get to see some good stuff. Now, this story might be hard to believe, but it did happen stateside, and it happened several times. And it happened at every soldier's pastime and hobby place, the Shake It Club. Now, in this case, the number of shots is irrelevant because they were literally pouring it in my mouth. And I wound up with titties in my face, or they would walk up, grab my hand, and put it on their titty. That is unheard of in strip clubs. You'll get thrown out for that. But not me. That night, I was a motorboating son of a bitch. And it only happened when I was drinking vodka. Apparently, vodka, if you have enough of it, will get you a one-way ticket to Bizarro World. You know, when you're allowed to touch the strippers, and they actually are working themselves through medical school. Who knew?
15 minutes for the lap dance, a half hour to scrub the guilt off my soul. See you in 45.
Now this next one is a mixed foo-foo drink, which I love, but that is solely responsible for me missing 8 weeks of my life that I'll never get back. Four words with an exclamation point. Long Island Iced Tea. Oh my God. Or as I call it, who are you and where's my car? Do we actually need a story for this? No, because you all should have your own. Comments below. Suffice it to say, I went to a bar that used to have two Long Island iced teas for $5. I already had a couple. I ordered some more. I remember reaching out to the platter to grab them. And I'm standing in front of the TV 4 days later on a Sunday. What the fuck? And I have no idea what happened, so don't even ask. But if you're on the West Coast and you're somewhere in your early 30s, I could be your daddy. Space Ghost. On the flip side of the foo-foo drink, you have the devil's beverage, grain alcohol. You need to be a professional drinker or a complete idiot to partake in grain alcohol. Now, I'm not going to tell you where I fall on that spectrum. It's probably somewhere in the middle. But we're going to call it exactly what it is. Say it with me. Wake up naked in a random yard. That was pleasant. And the only reason I wasn't arrested is I made a hula skirt out of somebody's newspaper on the porch. And that means the paper boy saw me unconscious, naked on the grass, and said nothing. Bravo. I am in the phone booth, wearing a newspaper as a skirt, and the cops roll up. Oh, man. They listen to my story, and they're like, well, never heard that before, so we'll tell you what. We're going to wait 45 minutes. If they don't come and pick you up, you're going to jail for indecent exposure. The CQ at the barracks drove out and got me, took me back. When I got to my room, it gets worse. All my clothes, all of my belongings, neatly folded and stacked on my bunk. So what does that tell you? My buddies, buddy fucked me and did that to me on purpose. What a bunch of a-holes. If that happened today where everyone has cell phones, I'd be fucked. Because when you're naked, there's really only one place you could put your cell phone, and I'm not Christopher Walken. Screen 5.
Up his ass.
Next alcohol. We're going all the way to Germany, because I was there when I started drinking Jägermeister. Or what I like to call it, projectile vomit in a bottle. To this day, I have no idea why or how Jäger bombs became such a big thing. Because my experience was not pleasant for me and several other individuals. Because we're not talking about normal, hold my hair, bend over, and puke. We're talking about full-on exorcist puking. That's exactly what it looked like. Now imagine that coming at you in 3D, the Technicolor yawn. Do you really want to participate in that? Next one on the list, and it's very similar to Jägermeister. If you've ever smelled it, you would call it weapons-grade NyQuil or Ouzo. Or as I call it, drink your vomit. Oh my God. Let me set the stage. We're at the Shake It Club, but this isn't any normal Shake It Club. It's the Full Nude Review, and it was in Canada. We used to call it the ballet, and they usually had one rule. If you puke, you leave by force if necessary. You have to puke, but you want to stay. It doesn't leave you with a bunch of options. So let me do a demonstration for you. This is the Ouzo. Oh, this is, what is this, Ouzo? Oh, it's not bad. 20 minutes later, oh, more, what? Oh, more Ouzo. Oh, all right, yeah. I'm gonna have a beer, okay. Oh, another Ouzo? Oh, yeah. Oh my God, it was terrible.
That's disgusting.
Worst night ever. While simultaneously being surrounded by beautiful, fully nude women. Talk about taking the good with the bad. And the space ghost is on and better have a vomit bucket. Next one on the list is gin, and I'm not going to lie, it is my drink that I partake in while I'm on vacation. My name for gin? Slap my face, please. For those of you that don't realize what gin does, it makes you turn dumb. I'm in the bar, drunk off my ass on gin, and suddenly I realize, wow, I can't feel my face. So I'm standing there, I start to panic. I walk up to this random woman. I'm like, please, slap me in the face. She's like, what? Please, I beg you. Again. One more time to make sure. Okay, I think it's just the alcohol. And I just walk off. And her buddies are like, what the fuck was that? But, hey, at least I wasn't having a stroke. That would have been bad. The next one. Night Train or Mad Dog 2020. They're basically the same swill. Remember earlier when I said everyone out there is throwing the bone to a fatty? Well, you can thank Mad Dog 2020 or Night Train. Winning? No. Or what I call them, jumping on the hand grenade. As far as I'm concerned, Mad Dog 2020 and Night Train are the drink of choice of the wingman.
You two must have met online. Either that or you've got a friend who secretly hates you.
Now the last one on the list of hard liquor, rum. Women, they love rum and they like men who drink rum, obviously. Go to any bar. Look at all the foo-foo drinks and read the ingredients. Almost all of them will have a shot of rum in it. And because of that, I call rum, grab my dick. Because apparently when women drink rum, that's exactly what they do. This happened dozens of times. You're at the bar, you're talking to a dude, you go back to the bar and refill your shot. On the way there, you pass a chick and she just cups your balls. You're like, hey, how you doing? You drinking rum too? All right. Don't lie, ladies. You know you've done this a time or two in your life. Shut the hell up.
Why is the rum gone?
When it comes to issues of arasmatay, women have a lock on that. Because when you do it, it's cute. When a man does it,
jeez.
So dudes, here's a thought. So if it's been a while since you had your junk cupped, go to ladies' night and buy them rum. And you just wait. If you buy them enough rum, chances are you're going to get a chance to do something that rhymes with rum. Screen 5. And if they have a tramp stamp, you know exactly what to aim for. Now the last one on the list, and no menagerie would ever be complete without it, and that is beer. When you're younger, it's cheap and it's there. But as you get older, like I am, you start to see the cumulative effects of drinking beer over the years. And that is why we call it, wait for it, slow motion gender reassignment surgery, screen 5. Now we all had friends that liked to drink beer in high school and they still like to drink today, 30 years later. And we've seen the cumulative effects. They tend to have the same bra size as their wives. Hey, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth. So as these grow out, so does this. And the one down below, he starts to disappear to the point where you're like, oh my God, Toby, where are you at?
I'm angry at you.
Why?
Well, if you don't know, I'm certainly not going to tell you.
Oh, no. So you're going full chick on me now. I see.
But I think we're done for today. I finished the menagerie and it's taking effect. So I had myself a bottle of slow motion gender reassignment surgery, a shot of fuck you, we're fighting right now, and a mixed drink which had, what was the other one? As you can tell, my third sheet is blown away in the breeze. I'm done with you. Oh yeah, it was put tits in my face. See you later. Be walking by, going in the shower. And I'm just a little guy walking out. And this dude's like 6'2 lineman. What are you, meat gazing me? He's like, no. I go, well, you're looking, eye contact. You're looking down here, you're looking at my meat. Hey, man, you need to shut up, Eddie. Grabs his tail down and runs out of the locker room. He could have killed me. But he wanted, because he was like, oh, yeah. Ran out.